Coming to you live from the Sheraton Center, it's Rob Has a Podcast on the road. Here's the guy who knows, never touched a weave, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. How you guys doing? What's up, Toronto? Toronto? Very happy to be back here live, second night in a row. We had our Survivor Know-It-Alls last night, and now here we are to talk about a Big Brother eviction. We're down to the final four. Amazing. We're within one night from the finale, so really exciting stuff. We're here with the LFC.
Let's go!
Okay. To my left here, the great Alex Kidwell, Old Reliable.
I wish you hadn't set expectations high, Rob.
No. A man who got to do the robot with Arissa Cox, Taron Armstrong.
Yes. I thought you were going to try to kick me off the podcast, so please, before you go to your room, just let me clean it first. Is that all right?
What happened to my pig? What did you do to the bell? All right. And then, of course, the great Brent Wolgamott.
What's up, people?
Clipping the audio, as ever.
Let's get petty.
Yes. We're Team Petty.
Okay. So we've got a really great show. We've got some Big Brother alumni here as well to talk with you guys. We're going to bring them up in a couple of minutes. And then, of course, you guys got to go to the live eviction today. How was that?
It was awesome.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
So take us through. Describe what it's like to be at a live eviction for people that have never been to one.
So you walk in and you say you're friends of Arissa.
Yeah. Oh.
That's key.
Yeah.
No, basically they seat you. It was actually bigger than I thought it was, because people have told me that it's small, but it's a really, Whoa. Really beautiful set. Oh, man. My poll is huge, guys. Best poll in BBOTT. And Arissa is basically entertaining you the entire time. Like, she's on camera and she's, you know, saying, "Welcome to Big Brother." And then the second she's off camera, she's like, "Oh my God, guys, have you been watching? Like, oh my God, what's happening right now?" And she sings for us. It's great.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we got some Madonna tonight, but apparently she did Tina Turner last week, so. You never know what you're getting from Arissa, but she will entertain you in the
And Trevor
downtime.
Boris came in with the tour
yes,
group
he
again. He was like, "And this is Arissa Cox, and yeah, you can see her and touch her," and it was very, very cool.
Yeah, we got that encore performance of the tour group.
Yes.
It was good, too, because Trevor's the guy who does the competitions, if you don't know that. And he was like, "My favorite part is the competitions. Who's the guy that does that? He's really good." Like, who's that guy? All right, come on, guys. They're just walking through the studio. It's fun.
We just watched the eviction live where we saw Dylan go home and the plan. Some booing for Dylan to go home. The, the tabulator, big Dylan fan.
When Karen cast her vote in the studio, the audience booed. But when she cast her vote here, the audience cheered. Totally different reaction.
Okay. Yeah. Here's what I want to know. You guys are always talking about how, hey, crowd noise at the Big Brother taping. It should be quiet. Did all of you hold your tongues every time? Did one of you clap tonight? Because I don't want to hear a wogga blake.
Well, Arissa let us in on
Brent some, did. Brent did.
I did. Yeah, but Arissa let us in on some tea that she has this clicker that I didn't think she had, because I always see Julie Chen's clicker, but I've never seen Arissa's. And she made a point. She was looking at all of us when she made a point to say, and when everyone was complaining about it, Netta being booed, like, "I didn't have this push, so just y'all be quiet." So I felt like totally unencumbered to applaud and cheer for whenever I wanted to.
I think it's kind of telling that, I don't know, like, watching that episode, I was reaffirmed, like, the audience cheers, like, in the segues going to commercial, coming out of commercial, super loud, super great. Very little going on during those votes. I'm going to go ahead and take credit.
You brought the crowd down?
Yeah, single-handed.
Wow.
They saw me and they knew that like there was a level of integrity that had to be maintained today.
Oh, please.
Enforcer.
Yeah.
My God.
Okay.
No, for real. During the taping, though, I was like literally grabbing an Alex's leg when Karen went to cast her vote because Arissa had been screwing with me. I swear me. She'd been looking at me the entire taping like, have you guys been watching the feeds? Well, we'll talk afterwards. Like, you never know what can happen on eviction day. And I'm thinking, has something happened? Like, did Karenoia take over?
He was so worried.
I really was.
I had to be like, dude, Arissa's bluffing you. Calm down.
Yes. He did say that she was bluffing, and she was bluffing. Yes.
All right. So we obviously know what Kevin's plan was. He wanted Dimitri to go home, and ultimately Karen votes to knock out Dylan at this vote. Did it ever go back and forth over the course of the week, or was Karen just sort of unwavering about this?
Completely unwavering. completely unwavering in making the complete wrong decision for her game.
Yeah.
And not even really putting that much effort into trying to lie to Dylan. Like, from what we saw, I mean, clearly, she's not working overtime.
He was mad at Kevin.
Well, that's because Karen was doing a good job of making sure that Kevin was taking the blame for this. Because from Karen's point of view, to tell Dylan, she was like, look, if he really wanted, you know, Dimitri's to go home, he would have put me up on the block, which, of course, was the correct play. But she was saying, look, he's just screwing with us. Kevin Martin wants all the power. If I give him a split vote, he's going to send you home anyways. He's the one who put us in this position. Be mad at him. Don't be mad at me.
That slithering snake.
Yes, exactly.
That slithering snake, Kevin Martin.
I miss the full Kevin Robert Martin. Like, she was all in. When she was convinced he was a serial killer, she was giving him all three names. The Mark David Chapman treatment was in full effect. But
yeah.
Those are gone.
Yeah, three first names also. That's a double serial
Never trust
killer.
A man with three first names.
Yeah. All right. Taryn, I want to know about Kevin decided to tell Dylan. He was like, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I don't know if you want to say this was sort of like shades of Dan and Frank, but I'm going to come clean and tell you everything with the intention to try to make him mad so that he would tell Karen and then Karen would want to keep him.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, you get where he's coming from in terms of, like, harebrained schemes. But, you know, and maybe he thinks he has the votes to spare as far as the jury votes go. But this definitely didn't help him when Dylan comes out of the house and says anybody but Kevin. Part of that is because Kevin told him, I've been lying to you this whole time. I left my morals at the door. Like, this is not endearing to Dylan at all. And it's not going to help him because there's nothing that Kevin can do to convince Karen to not try to screw him over.
Rob, it was literally boggling the whole time because we watched even a segment earlier today where we were watching the episode from last night. And then again today, where he was like, you know, I can't trust Karen's vote. I don't know what she's going to do. So what's the brilliant decision to then give her all the power this week? I mean, at least with Dylan and Karen voting, you could, if one of them was on your side, then you could get the result that you wanted. But then I don't understand his thinking on this one. I really
What
don't.
About how Karen blames Kevin for putting her in the worst position of the week, which is apparently the swing vote and not the block. Who knew? I didn't know. I learned.
How do you guys feel that Kevin reacted to this tonight?
It's such a Kevin reaction. Like, even to Ika trashing his room, he was like, oh, that's funny. Don't worry about it.
I probably deserved it.
Don't apologize, Ika. Yeah. This is you. Don't apologize for being you, Ika.
I'm pretty sure I was asking for it anyways. It's fine.
That's the great thing about Kevin. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low.
Stoicism.
He's right.
He's all about it.
He's right there.
Yeah.
He's right there, like a true poker player.
That's why I'm his favorite.
Yes. I thought Alex was his favorite. That's what he was saying yesterday.
Well, no, he's Alex's
favorite. He was doing a lot of waffling yesterday on the feed.
Yeah, by the end of this, the LFC is all going to be like, that slithering snake. He
over
said
him.
I was his favorite. Now I'm not.
The one person who wasn't in the conversation for favorite was me. I just want to say that. I'm the villain of the podcast. Yeah. I didn't know there was a hero, actually.
For it, too.
Okay. All right. We've got some great alumni here with us here to talk about this with you guys. From Big Brother Canada 4, Ramsey is with us. And from Big Brother Canada 5, Emily is here. Come on up, guys. We're moving at the LFC around. Yeah. Ramsey is vlogging.
Yes, I'm vlogging.
Let's give it up for these guys.
Hey.
Emily, I'm sorry that these people were so rude and were cheering when Dylan got voted out
Honestly,
of the house.
Honestly, guys, the level of disrespect in this room. No, it's okay. I don't really care.
Emily, how do you feel like that Dylan ended up doing these last couple of weeks?
You know what? I think he actually did pretty well without me. He, like, laid low. He stayed with Karen, which was good until tonight. So I don't know, I think he did pretty well. Like, I mean, he just kind of like hung out and I was kind of like more the brains behind the operation, but I thought he would fail without me.
How did you feel about Karen being known as the new Emily?
We look so much alike, it's crazy. Like, we're so similar. Yeah, I mean, that was fine. She's quirky and crazy, but I think he needed somebody to really trust. So when I wasn't there, at least he could trust Karen until tonight.
And Ramsey, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. This is amazing to me to watch my first Big Brother for the first time. Like,
yeah.
Because, you know, as many of you may or may not know, I wasn't that big of a fan going into it. So for me, watching this Big Brother for the first time, I feel like I'm in the presence of someone here. And
I'm a celebrity now.
Ramsey, do you have somebody out of this final four that you're rooting for?
I think I'm with the majority here. And that's, you know, either Dimitris. Yeah, Karen. Whoever said Karen. Whoever said Karen. The majority
that's
Karen.
Amazing.
Dimitris or Ika.
Yes.
That's who.
Do you know Ika at all from before the game?
Very well.
Yes.
Yeah. So Ika, because No. Zero footage of this. We're both from Toronto, right?
Okay.
And so her, myself, Anil, and Neha, we go out a lot. So it's yes, I know her well that way. Nothing yeah. more than that.
What have you seen her do differently in this time around from her first season?
Admittedly, I haven't even watched her season.
Oh.
Okay. Like I said, who's booing me? I didn't watch Big Brother. No, but I'll tell you what is different from how I know Ika. When we're out, because normally Ika and I were out at like a bar or a club. That's how I know her, right? So it is very nice to see the feminine side of her. The one that takes, you know, that likes Dimitris and stuff, rather than being this petty bitch that she's always trying to be in real life.
Petty.
Turning down every guy that approaches her at all angles.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily, can you believe that this Ika and Dimitri's relationship has blossomed to this point and has continued to be that they're in the final four 2 weeks in a row now? They're on the block and they're able to both be safe twice?
Yeah, no. Like, what? It's crazy. Like, they're so lucky that they've had each other this whole time. So jealous. It could have been me and Dylan. Could have been. Aww. Thanks, guys. They're super lucky, and it's kind of like a really awesome duo. Like, because Ika has an amazing social game. Dimitri is a comp beast, and we could have got him out first week, but we're dumb.
So
we
close.
Yeah. And again, you guys jump in when you have stuff, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to like just because I turned my back to you guys. You're still.
I thought you were abandoning us.
No, definitely
I've got
not.
Friends.
Do you guys have a winner pick out of this final four?
Like, who do we want to win, or
who do we think will win?
Ramsey, you go first.
What does that mean? Actually, I'm really eyeing those mints down. Do you think I can grab one?
You got the whole jar.
Okay. Four. So. Four. So, I think the winner is, you know, so I've been watching, I've been on Twitter, and I've seen word of Dimitris saying that he might take Ika to the finals. So based on that, I think Ika might win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ika.
Yes.
You guys, would you guys like Ika to win? Okay.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Well, Karen's probably not going to win.
Yeah.
But I feel like if anybody is smart, they're going to take her to the final two. But I just think Dimitri is probably going to win until then.
Would you be okay with that?
If Dimitri wins?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is that...
He deserves it. Honestly, like, those competitions are not easy. Like, they're really not. And even, like, some of the mental ones, he's winning, which blew my mind. So he does deserve it. He's kind of done, like, an all-around comp beast thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks good doing it.
Yeah. What about Aika? Would you be okay with Aika to win?
You know what? I would. Like, me and Aika kind of... There was like 3 days where she was mad at me, and that was like the worst 3 days of my life. But other than that, like, we got along pretty well, and she has genuinely played a really good game. She's blowing my mind. It's like she knows everything that's going on in the house, and I had no idea. Like, I had no idea any of this stuff was happening. So she deserves that, I think.
Okay, but what about Kevin? Now, is Kevin... Correct me if I'm wrong. That the week that you were on the block with Dylan, that he...
Wait, which one?
Yeah. that he had a chance to take one of you guys down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. So would he be your least favorite pick out of this four?
Out of bitterness, absolutely.
Yeah.
But, I mean... he's very smart. He's a very smart player, but like other than this week, I thought his plan was going to work out so much better because he's like, Karen's obviously going to vote for Dylan to stay, and then he's going to have the pick. And I was like, all my friends are texting me like, why would he do that? And I was like, chill. He's got a plan. Like, it's fine. And then it totally didn't work out. So this is like the second time he's trying to get Dimitri and Ike out and it hasn't worked. But yeah, Kevin deserves it too. I don't know. I would honestly be happy with anyone winning at this point.
Well, that was something Karen. I was always curious about with Kevin and the veto. I was wondering like why you were so upset that Kevin didn't use it. Like, were you aware that Bruno would have gone up if he had used it on you?
And 100%. That's why. But did I have to pretend? Yes. Like, I just had to convince him that it would be Jackie. And then if they genuinely thought that Jackie was going to go home, to me, it meant that Jackie was more important in that alliance than me or Dylan was. And that's what kind of hurt the most because I was like, dude, she wasn't even like part of this until like I kind of roped her in, and Netta roped her in too. And I think that's why I was so butthurt about it.
But I wanted to ask you though,
still a touchy subject.
Have you realized how close you were to actually both staying though that week? Because like Kevin was going to use the veto until Aika went and told him that no, this is a trap. Like, don't use the veto because Jackie really isn't going to go up. William's going to nominate Bruno. But I mean, you
she
guys
said
almost
that?
Had it.
Yeah, she. Yeah, Aika ruined the plan. Yeah. Kevin was going to use it.
Right.
Yeah,
Aika was playing.
She helped me
there.
Build the plan. We were building the plan together.
Yeah, that's Aika's game in a nutshell.
So obviously, I'm not very good at this game.
That really has been the story of the season. Is Aika puts in work, Kevin takes the blame.
Yeah, I know. But it did show in the episode that he was kind of like having a hard time deciding if he should do it or not.
Well, that's the episode.
It's fascinating to me that you guys are...
Sorry.
Just eat it? Like, it's fascinating to me... It's fascinating to me that having, like, watched the season now, and, like, you guys watch the live feeds right, all the time, and I don't have a chance to do that all the time, so it's interesting seeing your perspective on things, because, like, I didn't know that. You know, I watched the episode, so I thought... Like, he just smartened up, you know? Kevin smartened up, figured it out. But.
No, the episode made it look like he smartened up because he said, I just don't sense that there's something right here.
Yeah, because Aika told me.
Yeah, Aika was in the pantry telling him. Exactly.
Not that.
Yeah,
exactly. But no.
Strong intuition.
That night was super eerie, too, because we were all, like, scheming, and I was, like, going to talk to William, and we were all trying to, like, formulate this plan that, like, all the duos would work together, and it was going to be amazing. And then, so, like, I snuck into the HOH room, talked to William. We were all fired up about it. And then I leave the HOH room, and Kevin's sitting downstairs on the couch just glaring at me, and I was like, ooh. So I think at that point he kind of was like, okay, what's going on?
You know, I'd love to know, you know, we talk a lot about how, you know, Kevin has all of the jury and, you know, he has a lot of friends in the jury and you know, in Netta and Bruno and Cindy. But do you feel like that the newbies will vote for Kevin if he gets to the final two?
Jackie won't, that's for sure. Kevin, I mean, William definitely will. for sure. Dre won't.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Maybe
is there a chance that the newbies vote as a block if we get that Kevin versus Karen scenario? Like, do you think that there could be potentially a movement to say, let's make a newbie win?
I genuinely don't think anyone's going to vote for Karen to win.
No, neither.
Like, I genuinely don't think that.
I don't think so either. I think, yeah, definitely not Karen.
Yeah.
I was literally trying to think of a reason.
What about in Ika versus Demetrius? Do you think that that could be a thing? Do you think that the newbies could say, like, hey, let's make sure Demetrius wins instead of the returning player in Ika?
Personally, I don't think I think that there is influence in the jury by the vets, and the vets, especially Netta, like, they're going to be the ones to say it doesn't matter whether it's a newbie or whether it's a vet. It's who played the best game. I personally don't think it. Just like in the season, how it wasn't really vets versus newbies, I think the jury is going to vote the same way. It's not going to be, just because it's a vet, let's give it to them. Or just because. With that being said, it's definitely not going to be Karen. It's either going to be Demetrius or a vet. Like, so, but
Team
it all
Karen.
Depends.
Yeah. I thought it was telling that they're playing Guess Who with the house guests in the jury house. And, the question comes up, is your person a lap dog? No. All right, Dimitri, not you. Oh, that's not good.
But do you get the sense that with the way that the vets are in the jury, do you think that the vets will stump for Ika if it's Ika versus Dimitri's? Or do you think that there will be bitterness towards Ika from Netta, from Bruno?
I think they support Ika, and I think it's like for the opposite reason. Is Netta doesn't want anyone like coming for her on Twitter, calling her bitter and stuff. Like, she doesn't want to have to deal with that. And so, yeah, you don't want to like project that. And I think that's like I certainly think Bruno would vote for Ika. I think Cindy would, from what I've seen. Like, it seems like they would lean that way.
Right. I also think that the most likely way that she gets there is by Dimitri taking her there. And if he takes her there and has a chance to take Karen, and he doesn't take Karen and takes Ika, the jury will just look at him like they look at him right now, which is a total lapdog.
Yeah, especially Netta. Like, after Netta got cut by John, if she sees Dimitri not do that, she's going to be like, how am I supposed to respect your game?
Exactly. 100%. You guys nailed it on the head.
Yeah, well, it's going to be really interesting just to see how everybody ends up voting. Now, Taryn, when you and I were at the studio, if you guys get a chance to watch the video, anybody watch the video that we did talking with Arissa and Aaron Brock? Aaron Brock teased that there was going to be something else big happening before we got to the final two. Have you speculated at all about what that could be?
We know.
We went to the taping today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you have to wait for the spoiler section?
No, it's nothing.
It's just that there's going to be like a special eviction episode.
It's a shockwave in the sense that there's an eviction before next Thursday, but that's every season of Big Brother since the beginning.
Surprise, it's the end of the game. We're speeding it up.
It's nothing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So I mean, not that I'm disappointed.
Time traveling is what you're saying. Interesting. Did they come out and say that at the taping?
Yes, she came out and said that the next shockwave is that this Wednesday they're having another eviction. So the eviction isn't on Monday, it's on Wednesday, and then there's a two-hour finale on Thursday. Also, the other exciting thing is that Nikki Graham is going to be hosting the Big Brother Awards for the Final Four.
Yes, that's amazing.
On Monday. Very big deal.
Yes.
Yeah, they announced that there was going to be a shockwave, and I got into, like, rage mode. I was prepared to, like, scream at them. And they're like, oh, special eviction. I was like, okay.
All right, it didn't make the episode. It was an announcement that I think will go on Monday's show.
Now, speaking of Nikki, let's talk Big Brother Canada 4. Ramsey, why did Dally and Cassandra struggle so much this season?
Okay, so I could do a whole episode on this question. Dallas, and honestly, going in, I honestly thought, and it'd be interesting to hear your guys' perspective, I honestly thought Dallas had such a big, like, upper hand going in this.
Me too.
No pressure.
Yes.
He had no pressure. Yes. He truly is an East Coast guy, and I don't know if there's East Coasters here, but they're the best people ever. Like, they're so nice. Everyone loves them. And
East Coast.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Dallas just, you know, he's a bulldog, and he gets himself into these messes. As for Cassandra, I love her on TV, but I wasn't surprised the least bit that she was evicted. I was surprised that she made it as far as she made it, actually.
Wow.
I'm telling you, our season, I was the one who saw Cassandra for who she is in the game, because she's a sweetheart in real life, but for who she was in the game, I saw her early on, which is why we had a big feud in our season.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time now, everyone saw that in the whole season. But I will say this, to give both of those two credit, having watched this season, me going in, if I ever do go in the future, is like night and day. To yeah. what, like, if same. I had no idea how ruthless the game was.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing the people come back as the vets is so eye-opening to me. And it's unfortunate that they never had that chance. They just went right back in.
Were you in the mix to come back for this season? Because I feel like I heard your name floated around.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Yeah, I can't really.
Yes. 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 Yes, exploded. Get a life vest.
It wasn't the best time for me to go back in the house this year.
Okay.
So I, yeah, that's all I can say.
All right, but you feel like that you would come back with a changed game, a game changer.
If I don't know about a game changer, but I definitely.
We don't know about game changers either.
Survivor doesn't know about it either.
Yeah.
But I would. If I'm ready to go back in and they ask, I think I would. Yeah, well, for sure.
We really have to agree with you, though.
I want to be evicted. I don't want to be evicted, but I do also want to be in the running for eviction.
Right? Ramsey, when you said that you thought that Dallas would do good, we also, we were, you know, preseason podcast.
Hashtag
we
backup Bruno.
We really did. We thought, you know, no one will be worried about him. He's not a plotter. He's not a schemer. He'll have a great chance if he's learned from his mistakes. And then he went right back in the house and did exactly the same game that he did the first time.
Yeah.
He found two people, hung out with those people the whole time, and didn't talk with anyone
else.
Thanks
a lot, Dally boy.
He slept at my house. He slept at my condo here the weekend he got evicted. So he came out. We got him absolutely belligerently drunk. He forgot he was on Big Brother, and then we talked about it the day he was hungover, and he's Dallas. He is who he is, and if he goes back a third time, he'll be the same.
Third time's the charm for Dally.
Did you tell him that he embarrassed me in front of Rob? Did you tell him that? Because I feel like he needs to know.
If he's listening. It's one thing to tell him. It's another thing for him to, you know, take the advice.
Yeah.
compose myself. Yeah. Okay. Well, what surprised you the most coming out of the house and watching the stuff that you didn't get to see when you were in the house, Emily?
There was a six. I didn't.
There was a six.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that.
Oh,
so.
The power six.
Yeah. I mean. And, like, Dimitri was in there, too, or something. That was crazy. But honestly, like, I kind of had a feeling, like, me and Bruno and Dylan had this alliance called Beauty and the Beast. And I was like, you know what? This is, like, my ride or die people. Like, he's obviously in it with us, duh. And he was, like, going around, like, talking to other people and being like, well, I can't hang out with you guys all the time because then people will know we're in an alliance. And I was like, you know what? You're so right. You're so smart. But him, like, going around talking to other people, he was, like, forming alliances with them. And I was just like, do work, Bruno. Like, honestly, they'll never know. So, my bad.
When you come out of the house and the show is still going on, like, is it weird to, like, put the live feeds on and,
it's
like...
It's so weird. Even, like, some of the competitions, I'm like, oh, my God, like, that was my comp to win. Like, I could have done that. The one with the rabbit and the rats, like, I love them.
Even with red eyes?
Yes, especially with red eyes. Like, anything that's, like, naked, red eye, looks creepy, I'm like, it's so cute. So the grosser it is, like, the more I like it. Comes with... That's my motto for men, too. Yeah. Bring it on.
Confirmed.
Just so gross.
It's the season.
Thank you. Well, I didn't even think it was that funny.
You thought about... Where did Dylan go wrong this season?
He just kind of like, I just feel like he was kind of just trying to float by, and maybe that was his downfall. I mean, maybe some of the competitions he got a little too cocky, like the one where you have to hold the weights. He's like, I could be here all day. Yeah. Drops them. I'm like, oh my God, Dylan. Just like, and he gets so like hyper during those competitions, and he won't stop talking. And then I'm like, just focus on what you need to do. And Maybe he should have just won more.
Rob, I feel like that the episode was actually pretty easy on Dylan because he really dogged it in his veto competition. I mean, he did not really try at all. He thought he was totally safe.
Yeah.
And I feel like, the other thing that he did, he just didn't seem to have a sense to not be totally honest with Kevin. Like, Kevin was telling him his plans or his fake plans, and Dylan would say, like, you know, Kevin was saying, I'm going to take you to the final two. And Dylan was like, I don't know if I believe you. I think you're lying to me. Well, if you think he's lying to you, don't tell him because he might do something crazy.
Yeah.
Because if he thinks that he can't trust your vote, then he's going to put your butt on the block, and that's exactly what
happened. Especially because Kevin doesn't really have anybody. So, like, I mean, at least Dylan should have made him believe that he was trusted.
He's got that pig that they performed a hate crime on tonight.
That poor pig. That poor pig. It did seem like for a minute, though, like the newbies had a shot at this thing where, like pre-triple eviction, it was looking like we could end up with Dylan, Karen, and Jackie, and William and Dre.
Yeah.
That could have been the final five. I think a lot of people were probably like that. Maybe that's like worst case scenario for the TV show.
Oh, yeah.
But like it almost happened.
It did. It did almost happen. And like I was really like rallying for a newbie alliance. And I think at this, like I kind of did it early on in the game that people were kind of more starstruck by the people that had the returning players. That they're like, no, like let's just try and play with them. I was like, they're going to eat you alive. Like, don't. But no one wanted to do it with me. So I was like, hey, well, screw you guys. I'm going to go hang out with the vets.
How scary was Ika in the house?
Terrifying.
Can you relate to that as a friend of Ika?
It's so funny to hear people say that. It's so funny. Just because I think because
was she mad at you for 3 days?
Me and Ika,
I didn't do anything.
I don't think I've ever texted Ika on with like something nice to say. That's our relationship. Like it's petty, right? Like I'll say like, hey bitch, what's up? Or like. Or like, you look ugly. How are you?
Yeah.
But yeah, I know. So yeah. But I mean, I don't know. To me, she's not intimidating at all. But I think, again, it's because I see a different, like, I've been out with her. I see a different side of her. But I think it's hilarious how she, like, talked to William or, like, how she, like, pulls some of these guys together. Like, they're peasants. And, like,
I know.
Yeah.
But
like,
she,
who says that?
I
like,
know.
Like, do you really want to make the queen angry?
Yeah. Yes, right? The last thing I want for Ika is for her to let that get to her head like maybe some of the other players let it get to theirs.
Okay. I want to start to look forward into the next week and start to project how things are going to go. Are you guys okay if we talk about the spoilers? Is that okay? I want
no
to give
voice
people
for the one person
an opportunity
no,
like, to walk out of the room. If they're not comfortable right now, okay? You guys ready? All right, we're going to attempt something here, okay?
What is
the Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Spoiler. You want to do it? Yes, okay. Spoilers, all right. Do you guys know what's going to happen now?
Yeah.
What did you dropped your phone?
It's okay.
It's fine. Okay. We're going to talk about stuff that happened because we had our guys on the scene today to talk about what happened in the HOH competition. All right. Who wants to break this down?
Okay. So the person who won the HOH competition was me. I was competing.
Karen,
yes.
Oh, my God.
I was watching it in real time. And I was ahead of Dimitri when they stopped the competition, 3-2. So basically, I have to assume I would have won, even if they had asked the last question.
I'm telling you guys, he's not lying because they didn't do the last question. And Taryn was bitter because he was like, well, I'm beating Dimitri right now.
I know. I was like, come on.
I got to see how this plays out.
But yes, Dimitri won the competition.
Okay.
He has now broken the North American record for HOH competition wins and is on his way to potentially tie Janelle's record of most competition wins in a season at 9 if he can win these last two. Very, very impressive. This guy is unstoppable.
Dimitri's crushed that competition. Ika did okay. Karen puts up a bagel, as per usual.
Right. How many HOHs for him?
five.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I think we were trying to figure out in the car. I think there's been three he was eligible for that he didn't win.
Yeah. He's only competed in three HOHs and not won. He's only competed and not won in three HOHs.
But the impressive thing for me about Demetrius is, of course, yeah, he is, you know, a physical presence, but he's won a lot of mental competitions, too.
Yeah, and this was a mental competition, as you saw.
Yeah.
It's crazy. He will definitely have to face off up against Kevin, who has been studying nonstop with little sprinkles and like tweezers and like privacy walls and everything.
Mm-hmm.
He's been going back and forth with Kevin. I think the last. Like, out of the last nine competitions, eight of them have been won by either Dimitri or Kevin. So, like, it's crazy. It's going to be... This POV is going to be a crazy one.
Okay, of course, it's the final four. It's really going to come down to the POV. What day are they going to do that, Alex? Do we know?
I would assume...
It looks like Saturday, because Saturday is the day the feeds are going to go down. So we may get a POV winner, and then the feeds are going to go down. So we might at least know who has it.
You mean they might actually tell us who won the power of veto and before cutting feeds? I don't think so.
Well, we might. I think there's a possibility.
We don't get nice things.
Well, we've gotten nice things this year. Yeah? Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so then we're not going to know potentially until Monday?
Potentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Will we get the power veto in the Monday episode?
Yeah, I just think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily about that because we have the Big Brother Canada Awards also, and that's going to be airing on Monday. And they may, the eviction episode is on Wednesday, so we may not get the power veto competition and ceremony until Wednesday, actually.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay, so all right, so stay tuned for all that.
The important thing about Dimitri winning HOH is that Kevin cannot get him out at four. He has to beat Dimitri three straight times in order to win this game. Because he beat him once already at the final five. Now he has to beat him again at four. And again, if Dimitri loses at four as HOH, he still can't get him out. Kevin still can't get rid of Dimitri's at four. He's going to have to compete against him in four and at three in order to get him out in order to win the game. That is a hard thing to do.
So correct me if I'm wrong, but the only two scenarios now this week are going to be that Kevin gets evicted if he doesn't win the veto, or if he does win the veto, Aika is going to get evicted.
Correct.
Okay. And so,
crazy. Yeah.
And Karen is one step closer.
Karen's smartest move was getting rid of Dylan. Like, she solidified her second place prize.
Yeah. Well, I actually disagree. I think she had second place, and she opened up a potential situation where she doesn't even get second place. Because if Kevin goes home, then Dimitri takes Aika, Aika takes Dimitri, and Karen doesn't
get
second
place. What makes you so sure that they're going to bring each other?
Because they've told Karen, like Dimitri said in front of Aika, Karen, I just want you to know... For the final two, I'm taking Aika.
You're a live feed correspondent. You know crazier things have happened.
I do. There's a possibility because John and Netta, John woke up in that last week.
Yeah.
And there is a possibility that Demetrius could look at Karen and go, you look really tasty as a final two partner.
Yeah, and honestly, I could see Aika being like, you're not going to take me, are you? And he'd be, what are you talking about? And they get into a huge fight, and then he takes Karen. And he's like, fine. You know what? I'll do what you want me to do, apparently.
I mean, from a mental standpoint, Demetrius is a bit of an enigma. Because, yes, this guy is winning, like, mental competition. Like, he just won that equation thing that we were watching. He's also the same guy that said, hi, I'm insert name here. So we're really not sure what to make of this fella.
What did you say? Hi, I'm
insert name here.
I will say, though, this is the best thing that could have happened to Dimitri's game is winning this HOH because it does put a scenario in play where Aika is evicted not by Dimitri's hand because he's going to take her to the final two, at least at this point. And if he takes her to the final two, he's going to lose. So if Aika goes out here at four, then that eliminates that possibility. So obviously, at that point, Dimitri's would take Karen to the final two if he gets there. And then he would win.
Yeah, it's funny because I actually think it's better for Dimitri's game if Kevin wins the veto.
Oh, yeah.
It's just crazy.
100%.
So keeping this theme of this backwards season.
Yeah.
Alive and strong.
I'd love to know, do you think that Dimitri's, if he was in the final two with Aika, do you feel like that he would really try to win it? Or do you think that he would sort of defer to people to say for Aika to win?
I honestly... don't know. Like, he is so in love with that girl.
Yeah.
He's so head over heels for her. But I don't think that Dimitri, he has, like, they're like each other's compliment, really, because he's won the physical competitions. But you can't discredit Aika's game because she told him exactly what to do when he won. So I don't know what he'll do, but I hope that he tries to win it for himself because he has been setting records and he has played a game.
Ramsey, do you think that DeMichael will stay together after the season is over? Like, could you see this? Like, you know,
absolutely
I can't.
Not.
No.
Zero chance. Putting it on record, it is not going to be.
No. Why not?
We were working out the logistics of it before. Like,
we were working out the logistics
we
of it,
like,
in the back over there. It just.
Because he lives too far away?
That, yes. Amongst other things. I think when you are in the real world, like. Like, Dimitri's, like, the reality is, Aika has two kids. It's a big move. Like, if he actually wants to, you know, get with her, like, he's got to consider these things. I just don't see it happening, but I think that there are going to be two people that love each other for, like, the rest of their life, but not going to end up in a relationship. Plus, like, I know Aika from before, and I didn't see this coming at all.
And, you know, Aika is living a very, you know, like, upbeat, trendy, you know, Toronto lifestyle. Dimitri's, this guy came from the woods. Yeah. They got him out of the scraggly woods, out of middle of nowhere. So he's going to go back to the woods.
Right? I have to say, Arissa Cox said her best and favorite moment of the season is when Aika said to Dimitri, like, have you ever met any black people before? And he was like, I've seen them at the mall.
No! What? He said that?
Yeah, he said that. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That was like Scraggly Woods Mall or something. I don't know.
Oh my god.
It's also like the amount of fights they have where Aika just storms off and like doesn't talk to him for days. Like, if they weren't in the house together, then forced to interact after a few days, like, who knows what happens with that?
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, when I talked to him preseason, he was just saying, like, I hope I can meet a nice Greek girl in the house. I hope there's a Greek woman in there.
You know, Aika had to play with the card she was dealt, and Demetrius is a good-looking guy, and he's probably the best-looking guy in the house. So, I mean, good for her. She did what she had to do.
But are you surprised that at times she's been willing to throw her game away for him? I mean, that going into this week, I mean, she seemed to feel, like, really upset that he was going to end up going home. She seemed like she was going to volunteer, you know, take the hit this week and let him stay.
That's love, baby.
That's love?
Well, I will say,
I mean, Ramsey, you're the character witness.
Rob, that's the one thing that Aika may have done to really hurt her game this week is because Kevin is aware that she was willing to fall on her sword for Dimitri's, and he couldn't really respect that. I mean, I think before that, Kevin was willing, you know, if I get evicted, I'll vote for Aika to win. She totally deserves it. But when he saw that she was willing to throw her game away for Dimitri's, I think he really lost a lot of respect for her game in that moment and said, if Dimitri's gets to the end, I'm voting for him. So I don't know how he'll feel if he eventually is evicted and has to cast a vote, but it'll be interesting to see.
You know, just to pursue that Karen and Kevin final two, how funny would it be then ultimately if we got then, okay, so Aika leaves and then Kevin ultimately wins that final two and then he's going to vote out Demetrius and like Karen would be like, don't do it, Kevin, evict me right now.
He deserves to win and
you
know
it. Yeah, and then she would be like mad. If he kept her in the house to go to the final two.
She would use that in her argument against him in the final two. Like, can you believe this snake took me instead of Dimitri's? Unbelievable. What a little puke.
Yeah. I will give all the money to charity. Just vote. Don't vote for him to win.
The anti-Kevin Martin charity.
Her whole speech would just be one, like, beep. Just swears like crazy.
Yeah. I love Karen as a character. Yes. She's been so funny. You guys have Karen-oia?
Woo!
When did that become a thing, Karen-oia?
It was a trending hashtag on Twitter for a while, and I don't know if they like overheard a grip on set say it one time or something, but I do enjoy how a hashtag has become vernacular in the house somehow.
Yeah. Is she aware of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she's saying
She's used it.
She said it in the house. Yeah. Now.
Yeah. Okay. Karen-oia. It's a t-shirt. Yep. It's going to happen. Hey, did Dylan call Kevin a dirt squirrel tonight?
He did.
Yeah. Wow. So a shout out to Benry from like 10 years ago. Good job. Alina, the original dirt squirrel.
Dirt squirrel.
So what about the jury house segment tonight? Were you, do you like the dynamic of the three newbies added to the jury house? Brent's over it.
I mean, again, the jury house is not giving me what I want this year.
It's what just, do you want? You want like BB18 jury house?
Yes, I want.
That Pauly Devon.
Yes. I mean, we had a great opportunity with Netta and Cindy, and it was a total disaster. And then, like, it was just like a giant wet fart. It was nothing, you know? And then these three come into the house, and of course, like, the veterans are veterans, and they're like, well, what if it's a triple eviction? You know, of course it's a triple eviction. And it just, I don't know, maybe it's just because it's Dre and William, but there was no fire here. It was all
pretty vanilla.
Because
we're Canadian.
I feel like Netta's getting her revenge on the audience. Like, you're going to hate me for being mean in the house? Fine, I'm going to give you the most boring jury ever.
Yeah. You're going to hate these segments. Yeah. No, I mean, I like that Dre and William tried to, like, pull a little prank when they got in, but it was really, you know, like, hastily thought. Like, they had, probably takes an hour to drive out to the country or the lakefront or wherever the house is. Like, it's a ways out there. You put miles on that Toyota 86, by the way. But I really feel
86.
Like, you know, like, William goes in and he's like, Kevin betrayed me. And everyone's like,
no, he went in and said, hi, bitches.
And then, like, yeah, I mean, Dre was just, like, following it up real quick. It wasn't exactly, like, on the Andy Kaufman level of, like, you know, clever ruses.
Yeah. All right, Emily, you haven't missed being in the jury house at all? You haven't been like, oh, man, I wish I was there?
Honestly, no.
Yeah.
I actually feel really lucky because I got to be outside, and I've been, like, working on an album, and I've been working on it every single day, so, like, I'm just exhausted in the best way. But if I was in the jury house, you know, like, day, what, 34 I got evicted or something? I'd be just a skeleton in there, just dying away. So, yeah, I know.
Be hanging out in the hot tub with Bruno.
Even tells us in this segment, well, it's been raining a lot, so we're playing a lot of board games. It's like, this doesn't even sound fun.
I will say, Rob, that the interesting thing about the jury house segment was that there was something that was exposed because Twitter was going crazy when Arissa didn't announce the vote totals of the save on the triple eviction because they wanted William to know that Kevin betrayed him. So at least we did get confirmation from William and from Dre tonight that they knew that all three of the votes were against the two of them, that all three of those people saved Dylan. So William is aware that Kevin did not vote to save him tonight.
Okay. Stupid Kevin, such a little bitch. But if he wants something outside of the house, I'm totally open to this. I will consider it very strongly.
All right, I want to start to open this up to questions from you guys. If you want to come on up. Okay, come on. This is our most excited listener that's here tonight. Alex, could you just swing that microphone?
You guys are amazing. My question for tonight.
Wait, what's your name?
I'm Tammy. And my question for tonight is, I know you guys say that Aika is going to win hands down against Demetrius, but I just think that her jury management has just been not very good. Like, with Dre, hate her. Every interview Dre gave, she had no love for Aika. Zero whatsoever. And what's it called? William, he's rooting for her, but Jackie hates her with a passion. And I just really, really fear that when she gets down there, she hasn't won a competition. Yes, her social game was good in getting her what she wanted in that house, but how is she going to hold up against Demetrius, who's leaving goodbye messages that are making people cry?
He's been really good,
no,
Demetrius. That's been one of the better things that he's done.
Definitely.
But I do feel like that Dre, when I talked to her on the exit interview, I thought she said that, you know, Aika is always going to be my girl. We're always going to hang out. So I thought that she wasn't upset with Aika. If anything, I feel like Aika was more mad at Dre.
Yeah, like, I was watching an interview with Global, and they're like, who do you want to win? Dylan. I'm like,
yeah.
Excuse me, what? Yeah.
Hey, Emily's right here.
My heart.
Yeah, that was my question. Thank you guys so much. I enjoy the podcast.
All right, who wants to feel that?
Yeah, I feel like I don't think it's a runaway. I don't think it's a given that Dimitri loses against Aika. I think his biggest obstacle is the fact that he takes her there, as we mentioned. And I think that Netta is going to have a lot of control in that jury. So while there are some people, especially like maybe Dre, but honestly, I feel like Netta is going to have a lot of influence over Jackie. So even if Jackie is upset about Aika, Netta's can be that calming influence that's saying, I know you're pissed at her, but she played a better game. You have to get over it. I had to get over it when John cut me, so you have to get over this too. So, I don't know. I really think that Aika would have to win that final HOH and take Dimitri if he wanted any shot, or he'd have to just not be there with Aika. But again, anything can happen. You know, these juries, they flip on a dime.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, his comp streak now, or comp wins, it's gotten so obscene at this point with five HOHs that even if he takes Aika to the end, I can see a way for him to get five votes from people who just say, you're amazing, man. We have to give you the money because you totally pulled your team to the end and somehow made it happen. So I think there's definitely a way.
Okay. All right, next question. All right, Alex, pick a person.
Sure.
Okay.
What's your name?
My name is Steven.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, Steven. Steven, here, get close to the mic. Okay.
My question is for all of you, but especially for Ramsey. You said that you don't see the mic being a thing on the outside.
Yeah.
So do you think with Karen right there, she'll be able to not cut Demetrius or Dimitri?
So you're saying, well, Aika, if she's in the final three with Karen, will she take Karen to the final two?
We talk about Dimitri being the puppy and he wants to make his mark and he'll cut Aika Willie, but we don't really talk about, would Aika cut Dimitri?
I think whether she does or she doesn't, she's still good, in my opinion. I think whether she takes him, she has a strong, obviously she has a stronger case without him. Like, they have a stronger case without each other, in my opinion. But if the both of them went up, I do think that they would cut each other. That's personally what I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Love you, babe. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. There you go.
Thanks for your
question. All right. Brent, pick somebody.
You in the back. Come on up. Yeah. Glasses. Come on up.
All right. Come on.
I met this guy earlier. He's a big fan of us, specifically me.
Josh.
His name is Josh. Yes.
He had a birthday and a Survivor Game Changers birthday cake.
So my question is, in Backwards Week, when Demetrius won the HOH, there were two or three people that didn't compete. So do you think that is technically counts as an HOH win? Because I know Gary didn't compete, and I think he had a really good chance to win
on.
The competition.
That's the one that I didn't want to win. People were like, why didn't you
Because I think that when he gets to the jury and he says that he won five competitions, some people can say that technically doesn't count as a win, but people didn't really compete. Like, I think Gary had a really good chance of winning that, so I just want to hear your opinion on that.
I think, I don't know, I'm sure you guys agree with me, but as far as the comp wins go, and he's also backed it up with two vetoes. He has seven comp wins total. I mean, he's basically done everything. The only thing I will say about the fact that he's won a couple mental competitions is the fact that him and Kevin have been trading HOHs now for, like, what, 4 or 5 weeks? So he hasn't had to face Kevin Martin. Like, if he had to face Kevin Martin in tonight's HOH competition, I really don't think he wins that. Because a couple of times he answered wrong, and then, like, other people got a chance to answer. The one thing, I don't know if they said in the episode tonight, maybe you guys heard it, I didn't hear it, but if you buzzed in and you were wrong, there was no penalty. So basically it rewarded aggression, and I know that Kevin knows he knows all of that stuff down pat. So he hasn't beaten Kevin in a mental competition yet that I have seen.
I will say, if somebody on the jury was to say, yeah, you won five HOHs, but one of them only six people played in, that's real petty. That's real petty. Don't be a hater.
That comp was not easy either. Like, that was not
easy
competition.
Okay. Here, you get a mint.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Taryn, pick somebody.
Who else wants a
red
mint?
Hair over there.
Red hair over there.
Okay.
Anybody else have really bad breath? Come on.
No, they have to ask a question to get one.
Oh, fine.
Okay. If it's a good question.
Yeah, all right. You get
here. Okay, come on, you go over there,
My name is Camille. I feel like this might be a bit of a stretch, but because of my love for Karen, I have to ask, is there any scenario in which you think she might be able to win this?
Okay, let's brainstorm this. Something has to happen. All right. How about no Canada? I don't think Canada's gonna vote for. I wonder in the scenario of her versus Kevin, could Dimitri and Aika now are gonna be on the jury? They could be votes for Karen and against Kevin. Is that enough to potentially swing this jury?
Yeah, no, but I've got a scenario for you. The rest of the house catches the third coming of bubonic plague, and Karen's the last one left standing, and now she wins.
I was just going to say, the spaceship goes down. That's kind of
what she's going to win.
There's a situation. I can see Ika, Dimitri, Dylan, and Dre all not voting for Kevin, and potentially that means voting for Karen.
And William's question is, Kevin, are we a showman?
So then it's no. Then it becomes a matter of getting one more vote, whether it's Jackie, maybe even Netta thinks Kevin. We know Netta doesn't think Kevin's a great player.
Jackie doesn't love Kevin.
Jackie doesn't love Kevin. Again, so like if it's Jackie, maybe it's Jackie. But again, I think Netta was going to have a lot of influence over Jackie's vote, so who knows. But if she can get those four votes, it only takes one more. It's theoretically possible.
Could you imagine where Karen beats Kevin in the final two?
In your face, epic. Kevin Martin, I beat you.
Epic. And then sorry, it's been a good run, Mother Big Brother Ever. Canada. It's been a good run.
In your face, slithering snake.
Kevin Robert Martin.
Damn you, to hell.
I can't see a scenario where her final two speech gets her any votes.
Well, but she, I'm telling you what, I have heard her talk about like what she would say in a final two speech, and if she actually said what she said on the feeds, it would be great, because basically the final two speech that I want her to give to get all these votes is, look, I'm a 53-year-old woman, and I tried my butt off, and y'all can go F yourselves, and, you know, I mean, like...
I don't care about money, I only care about life experience, and that's what I got here. Not like this scumbag next to me who only cares about, he doesn't care about you, he doesn't care about your feelings, he never cared about any of you.
You have to consider too that the audience will be applauding as she's giving
they'll be going nuts,
and the jury will be there in the studio, and they could be influenced by, I think like Kevin the public likes this lady
too.
So we're turning the winner of Big Brother Canada into like an Oscar Lifetime Achievement Award is what we're doing. That's good. That's cool.
Yeah. I think Kevin could get shook.
That would be so
I don't
fun.
Think Kevin gets shook. I don't think he...
Yeah. Okay, Karen, okay.
Pass it down.
Yeah.
I think he'd laugh.
Thank you.
I'm in for you.
I think Kevin could be like giving like a big speech and Karen...
Idiot says what? Idiot what? What do you have to say now, Kevin? Huh?
I'm just going to look at it. Be good. All right. Emily.
Yeah.
Pick somebody.
Kirsten. Blue.
Yay. Here's Kirsten.
It better not be mean about me.
Blue. Never.
Or
Wait,
Dylan.
Never.
Okay.
You're so
I can't
cute.
Promise that.
I'm like, ah.
Hi. Can you? We're good.
Yes, we're good.
I want to talk about Ika's social game, because we talk all the time about, oh, she's playing the best social game in the house, but then she has a moment, she's like, oh, I'll let you keep your little peasant boy. Like, does her social game work because of that or in spite of that? Like, I don't understand how they're not like, sick of her shit yet.
Her social game works because Dimitri's winning all the competitions.
Yeah.
That's the truth
of it. I want a better answer than that.
I'll give you a good answer. And I honestly think that this is something that Ika has that not many people can do. She can say, like, something rude to you or do something mean to you, but still make you like her or laugh it off like it's not a big deal. Where someone like Kevin is so opposite. He's awkward. If he does something even remotely bad, he'll never talk to them. It'll be the end of that relationship. And I actually, for myself, I see myself more like a Kevin. Like, I think it's fascinating how Ika could do the dirtiest things to someone and then come back and laugh it off, and you're like, she's not so bad. Like,
you're not still mad about that, are you?
I also think it's like a balance between people being scared of her, but people also wanting her to like them too. Yes. Because if somebody, you know, like you're always wanting that approval.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a weird, twisted game, but I think that's what it is too.
Emily, who would you vote for, Dimitri's or Ika, if they were in the final two?
I would vote for Ika, to be honest. I would. It is really hard.
Really tough question.
It is hard,
it's
but
a really tough one.
I think it'd be interesting. Okay,
I mean, Dimitri broke the record for HOH wins. I think Dimitri has to get the vote.
Okay,
but would he?
Just
have
saying.
Done, like,
good thing you're not on the jury.
Oh, I was just gonna.
Okay,
you get it. You get it.
All right, Ramsey, pick somebody.
You're like, I don't see anyone. Any hands?
That guy in the very back.
Guy.
Because he's had his hand up. No, he's at his
the
hand
longest.
Hand a long time.
Okay.
I know you guys.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
I didn't see your hand up until now.
All right. Only a couple minutes in the show left.
Here, have a mint.
Okay.
You're my man.
That's lightning round.
All right. Okay.
All right, so I got a question that may spark a little discussion here. I know for most of the first half of the season you were talking about how there was nobody getting brought back for a second chance from that first group and whether there may be a shot at that. So here's a scenario. Between the six jury members that were evicted before Dylan, which player do you think would get brought back in one or two scenarios between Canada's vote or maybe by a competition? And how would they have
including the vets?
Including the vets on the jury, yeah.
I think Netta probably still, right?
Oh, I mean, if it was Canada's vote, I don't know that Netta's winning anything
now. If it was Canada's vote, I'd say it's probably going to be Emily.
But that wasn't one of the choices, though, right?
So Felicia.
Said no one ever.
It should be. It should be Cindy since she made that
so
move for
fun,
you.
Guys. Thank you. Yeah.
She didn't do it for her.
Yeah.
Would it be Bruno? I mean, like.
I was thinking Bruno.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Mint.
Good? Good. Yeah. Give him a mint. All right. You in the back, you have a question? Yeah. All the way in the back? Yeah. Wait, come up here. Come up here. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Toronto! Woo! All right. So listen, everyone. So this has been very exciting for me. I told Rob, I just don't know a lot about Big Brother, but I'll tell you, this has been great, and I've never seen such a great episode of Star Trek in my life. I got to break down right now what I saw happen. You guys tell me if I got it right. So the head of the household is now Spock, right? And Uhura is very deadly with a pool stick as she makes out with Chaka Khan. In the middle of it, the Romulans had a house party, and they were celebrating three new Romulans. And then Dr. Carol Marcus... evicted a Klingon. And then at the end, they all played Jeopardy, where the Rathacon won. And then Arissa Cox told everyone to live long and prosper. That's what I got. Thank you very much. I love Toronto!
Yeah, he didn't get a mint. He didn't get a mint. I don't think we can top that. I don't think we can top that.
I don't either.
I threw a mint at you if you still want it.
Okay. All right.
What kind of person comes to a Big Brother show? Doesn't know anything about Big Brother.
Right. All right. Do we have a hashtag for tonight? Dr. Carol Marcus? Yep. What's the dirt hashtag? Hashtag Dirt Squirrel.
It's funny.
Was there anything we didn't touch on tonight?
Baywatch.
How many of you guys are going to go see Baywatch after this? Love you, Baywatch. Yeah.
Winner pick.
All right, let's go. All right.
His abs were luscious.
Okay.
I'll say.
All right, let's get everybody on the record. 1 week from tonight, we will have our winner of Big Brother Canada. Alex, who's the winner?
Dimitri is the winner. Okay. A Big Brother
Kid. Brad says Dimitri's.
I would be happy.
Ica.
I'll double down with Kevin. He's on my draft.
Kevin. I think Dimitri's wins.
Yes!
I do think Dimitri's going to win.
And I also do think Dimitri's is going to win, too.
Okay, a lot of Dimitri's.
And then it's back to the woods.
Exactly, right?
Look, and there's no scenario where he wins and then you don't think that helps. I feel like that's got to be part. We didn't factor that into the equation yet, Ramsey.
We talked about
Ica wins and he didn't win, and it's no good, but
this is an amazing time to make a joke that I'm not going to make.
No, we don't need to make a joke.
Hey, that first place money doesn't go as far as in Toronto as it does in the woods.
What about that car?
That car.
The 86. The 86 if there's not too many miles on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd
like to think
hut.
The one that's going to jury house and back twice a week isn't the one you're getting. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
It's been a little worn in.
And all that furniture from the brick also. Don't forget about that. All right. So, Taryn, LFC Roundtable this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So many people come up and say they love that show. I'm so proud of it. I really love it.
LFC Roundtable will be back on Sunday. I'm very sad to say that I will be flying and I won't be able to do my exit interview with Dylan. I'm sorry, Emily.
Wow. Whatever.
Sorry, cool. Sorry about that. Sorry, Dylan. Sorry, Team Dylan. Then I will be back on Monday night live to talk about the Monday night episode. We have a very special guest with us. Jordan Parhar will join us.
Also Alex Kidwell.
And Alex Kidwell, yes. Jordan couldn't be with us here this week, but he's going to be at the finale next week. But we will be doing a special send-off to Jordan, who is retiring from podcasting Big Brother after this week. But
Sorry.
But we'll be doing a fun show with him this Monday night. Thank you guys so much for coming out and seeing us here in Toronto. This has been so great these last two nights, and you guys have been so kind. So much love from you guys over these last couple days. It's been so much fun. Anything else that we're forgetting before the end of the show?
Hashtag.
What's the hashtag dirt squirrel.
Dirt squirrel.
Alex trying to go back to his Scraggly Woods joke.
Are we getting together after this? Like, are we?
Oh yeah. Where's Ron? Where are we going to? Office.
Last night, the Office Pub, 117 John Street.
Office Pub, third floor.
Party, see you there.
All right. Good stuff. And again, thanks so much again, Angie Contz, all your hard work, Ron, for really pushing for the Toronto trip. Thanks so much to our special guests joining us here, Emily and Ramsey.
Thank you for having us.
If people aren't already following you guys on Twitter, social media, how do people find you guys?
You go first.
Oh, if you guys want to follow me on Instagram, it's pretty simple. Just the official Ramsey.
The Ramsey, or just Ramsey?
The official.
What, official Ramsey.
There's a lot of fakes out there.
Fake Ramsey. Don't be fooled.
But also, you guys, I don't know, I'm a huge YouTube nerd. I don't know about you guys. And so I've recently, as you can see, I got my vlog camera. It would mean a lot to me if you guys show me some support on YouTube and subscribe. So yeah, just
subscribe to Ramsey channel. Okay. And Emily?
Okay, so I pretty much post pretty mental Snapchat, so it's I spelled Casty, S-P-E-L-L-E-D. Yeah, I know, I spelled Casty. And then my Instagram is M the Jedi, E-M-M-T-H-E-J-E-D-I. And then I think my Twitter is at BBKNEmily.
I was so sad when we did our exit interview that I didn't call it a podcasty.
That would have been amazing!
So sorry.
I've come up with so many good ones since.
Yes.
I broke my arm, and now I need a casty. It makes sense.
Makes sense. All right. And thank you, guys. You guys were so great. Mints for everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you, LFC.
You're welcome for the mints. Yeah.
Take care, everybody. Have a great night.